Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3.
The planet. Somebody sent this. Fatboy has the idea that this could be... I want to lay the intentions out with this, though. Also, it reminds me of a song by Garth Brooks. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs.
Just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because sometimes God's greatest gifts... or unanswered prayers. And okay. So the guy wanting to call his wife about the pool, he was getting an above ground pool. We're going to try to get his phone figured out and maybe do it tomorrow.
Yep.
If the cat's not out of the pool or whatever you'd say there. So I...
Yeah, don't say nothing to her.
I respect and I never truly, like, I never make off-color jokes about, well, I hope I don't, like diseases and like... various disabilities and things. Like, I really don't.
Try not to, but
yeah,
sometimes
like,
it's happens.
I mean, I know too many people that deal with various things. But I did make the comment, and I really wonder about this. Like, when it comes to... I'm not saying that I'm a smart person, but I know what love is. No, but I... The way... I can learn about stuff. I've kind of self-taught certain things. But when it comes to putting things together, I'm just like...
Gaseous?
I mean, you put together your entertainment center, but you put it together on top of something.
Well, I didn't want to have to sit in the floor and do it and then pick it back. Because, like, I wanted to stay mobile, moving around and do it. But, yeah, and I appreciate you. You reminded me that you did that.
He said, can you come help me move this? I'm like, you just put it together.
Well, I needed it moved 3 feet down off the ground. I started putting it together on a table. I know. It wasn't the smartest of moves. Darn you for burping.
But, yeah. That might be a sign of, is that when you first thought, like, hey, something might be
I've thought it for a long time, where I cannot read directions, whether it be putting things together or... let me think of like there's something that they did here a while back where we had to manually change something on the computer and you have to read the directions to do it. I'm like, hands in the air emoji. I don't know.
Yeah, you see all the words at first and you like get a little put upon.
And also to the MFs, and that stands for Madman's Friends, that are out there texting saying, you're getting old. That's what happens. It's been this way my whole life.
Unless you don't like him and it stands for MF-er.
Yes, it depends on where we are in a relationship.
Call back.
Friends and such. So, somebody sent...
nudes.
Nude photos. No, they sent a link where... and again, not making fun of it, not making fun of anything. But I would imagine this would mean that I have a touch of autism.
Okay.
I'm not... I promise you.
But wouldn't you like to know how much? How autistic are you?
I will do the test live.
You can do it right now?
Yeah. Do you have it on your screen?
Because I just so happen to have a test.
It's the one off the... is it the same one that somebody texted in?
Yeah. Look. It seems
is it like accredited?
Yeah, it's from the autism...
I think based off that.
The Autism Test Center.
Okay.
Which I assume is a credible organization. It's not a .org, but...
it sounds credible.
It'll give you like a baseline reading, right? Like kind of where you are?
Yes.
Okay, so you know your answers. You can agree, disagree, or remain neutral.
Okay.
All right. I find group conversations confusing or hard to follow.
See, that depends on the people. I would say neutral then.
Okay.
Generally speaking, yes, but sometimes no.
All right, we're 3% in. We're doing good.
Okay.
I often feel unsure about how to behave in social situations.
No, I'm not unsure. I know how I should act. The other people that aren't acting right.
So you would say disagree?
I would say disagree, yes.
Okay. I avoid eye contact during conversations.
No.
Who's that?
No, I strongly disagree on that. I know the importance of that.
Okay. Strongly?
Yes.
I prefer to be alone rather than socialize. I think I know the answer to that one.
I would say, man, that depends on the mood. I would say neutral.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay. All right, we're 12%.
What did you think my answer would be?
I would put strongly disagree to the nth degree.
To not be by myself?
Yeah, I feel like you'd rather socialize.
Oh, well, I would rather.
Okay.
Instead of being alone? You don't like being alone?
Well, I think I'm not being a pussy right now, but I think I'm thinking of the past...
A little bit
time.
Yeah, like you don't go to the movies or to a restaurant by yourself.
We'll take that test later.
I never have done that. There's a pussy test later? We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour.
This one says, I struggle to understand what others expect from me socially.
No, I don't. I disagree. Not strongly, but I disagree.
I often feel like I don't fit in with social groups.
No, disagree.
Okay.
I don't.
We're 20% in.
I don't go to the ones around the ones I don't feel like I... So. I think I fit in where I get in.
Right.
Hell yeah.
This one says, an effort where it's worth it.
This says, I feel drained after social interactions.
Yes. Strongly agree.
Okay.
Yep.
Depends on the social interaction and what's expected of me.
That's true also. But yes.
I don't always know when it's my turn to speak in a group.
Oh, I know how Paige would answer that for me.
Big
I would say disagree.
Okay.
I used to be worse at that, but now I think I'd pick my... Go ahead.
I prefer communicating through text or writing rather than face-to-face.
Strongly agree.
Okay. I find it hard to make small talk.
Strongly disagree.
Yeah, that's kind of you're trained to. I take things people say very literally.
Strongly agree.
I find sarcasm or jokes difficult to understand.
Strongly disagree.
You're pretty good at that.
God, look at this spectrum going back and forth. Ooh, ooh.
We're flying through it now. I have trouble expressing my thoughts in words.
See, that depends on... I can't say overall no, so I'd say disagree.
Okay.
Overall no.
I sometimes repeat certain phrases or sounds.
Yes.
Strongly agree. Dude, I think that's where it's a touch of Tourette's.
That's what, it popped up the word that Bebe says she has, and I can't pronounce it. Ecolia or E. coli?
Big old Hooters.
I use a lot of gestures or facial expressions when talking.
Yes.
Do I? What do you mean by that? I was using my hands. Okay, so Paige says, you see me talk and stuff.
Yeah, I would say strongly agree.
Wow. God, okay.
I sometimes struggle to find the right words when speaking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I would agree. Sometimes. Okay. I agree, yes.
Okay, let's do this one real quick. I interrupt people without meaning to. I can answer that one for you.
Yes.
I find it easier to write than speak. Why hurt your hand?
I would say neutral. Like, I would say neutral on that.
Now, here's... let me do one more real quick.
I will tell you this, like, with the responding to, like, you know, condolences and stuff, I was trying to think of different ways to say the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Trying to mix it up.
I didn't want to just say, thank you so much. I was just trying to think of different ways where it sound more personal. I should have just ran it through some AI thing. I'm kidding. I would never.
So here's the thing.
My fingers aren't even cross page. I would never do that.
People have told me my tone or speech pattern is unusual.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes people like my twang. No, you didn't mishear me. So I'd say disagree. I don't hear that.
All right, here's the thing.
I haven't traveled internationally much.
We're about 45% through.
Oh, God.
So we can either come back and finish it and get the results. You can finish it off the air and then get the results when we come back.
What do you think as a... what do you think, Fat Boy?
I feel like people are taking it, too.
Yeah, let's finish
okay.
it.
Okay.
So we'll finish it, and I feel like we're going to fly through it.
Okay.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Nutty texts in and says, you are not autistic.
You are. Oh, you said it like Murray. I like that.
You are not autistic. Not making fun either. I think, like, if you asked me, I would say that I probably have a touch of it when it comes to reading and applying directions.
Well, the boss texted in for us to proceed because if you are, they get a tax credit.
Oh, cool. Cool with it. Well, that means I probably can't be fired either. Imagine the headlines.
Tonight at 11, autistic DJ fired.
They've done away. Let's bring back DEI. No, I'm just kidding.
You're talking about Dale Earnhardt
Incorporated. Dale Earnhardt Incorporated.
So we're about 70% finished.
Okay. You ask him and I won't give so much of a commentary with him.
Okay, here we go. I become deeply interested in specific topics or hobbies.
Yes. Agree.
I can talk for hours about subjects I love.
Agree. Strongly.
Pretty good at that, too.
Yeah, thank you.
I often focus so intensely that I lose track of time.
Yes.
Okay. We're about 75%.
That happens quite frequently.
I had to look at this one again because I almost reread it. I was going to say I like collecting farts, but that's not it. Mm. I like collecting facts, stats, or trivia about my interests.
Absolutely. Big time.
Yep.
Strongly.
Others have said I am obsessed with certain topics.
Obsessed.
Strongly. I've been told that.
Yeah, I remember hearing it now.
Yeah.
I prefer doing things related to my interests over social activities. That was a tricky one.
I'm going to say neutral on that. Yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah, that one's worded stupid.
Yeah, it is.
I enjoy repetition when it involves my interests.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. Yeah is not an answer, so...
Yeah! Give me a hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I sometimes neglect other tasks because of my interests.
Agree.
Okay. I like researching things in extreme depth.
Strongly agree.
I can answer that. We're 85% there. I revisit the same books, shows, or topics over and over.
Strongly agree. Big time. I was watching Back to the Future 2 again yesterday. I sent Fatboy a screenshot. It's like, I never knew. Can I say that word?
Well, I got to remember what...
It was the...
I can dump it if you can't. Go ahead.
The Marty and Jennifer are running, and somebody had spray-painted the word schmegma on the wall. And I never noticed it before. I sent it to Fatboy. It's like, do you know schmegma was on Back to the Future?
Kids, if you don't know what that means, please ask your parents right now.
Yeah, they'll tell you. It'll be a lesson. All right, let's go.
I often forget to do important tasks.
Yeah, strongly agree.
I struggle to stay organized.
Agree, not strongly, though. I do struggle with that, for sure.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
It's hard to get organized.
It's
a time factor when you're running for your life.
Yep.
It says, I procrastinate even when I know something is urgent.
No. Disagree. Okay. Not when something's urgent, no.
I lose track of time easily.
Yeah, agree.
That's me.
Okay. This says, I don't like it when coworkers try to butt in on my autism test.
Strongly disagree.
Nailed it. Well done.
I have trouble starting tasks, even ones I want to do.
No, I would disagree. I would disagree.
Guess
not
what?
If I want to. Is that it?
No, we're 93%.
Okay, 93 you say.
Yeah. I need external reminders to manage daily life.
Yes, and that comes from a smart speaker. It reminds me what night to take the trash out. Various things such as. Well, I don't give a damn. At least I don't forget.
It's a good thing to have, but one day the Echo is going to be like, I'm tired.
One day GPS is going to be like, you get there, you damn self. I'm tired of telling you where to go.
Tired to tell you what time it is years. Every 10 minutes.
You know how to get to Greer, a-hole.
It says, I get overwhelmed by too many choices.
Yes, that's been the story of my life, dude. Baskin-Robbins, 31. That's too much.
Just sit there and look.
Yep.
I jump between tasks without finishing them.
Yep. Yes.
97%.
Especially right, involves walking into rooms and getting through. I was doing laundry the other day. I go get more socks. Okay, go ahead.
I kind of want to hear where that one goes.
I was just going to say, I go down to my bedroom and then I see something down there and I start fidgeting with that and then I never get the damn socks.
That's me. That's ADHD.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I've got that too.
Yeah.
I find it hard to focus when there's background noise.
Yes.
Okay.
Even if it's birds sometimes, which is sad.
Squirrel.
I had a loud bird outside the house the other day and I'm like, you know, it should be sweet right now, but you're annoying the piss out of me.
Oh, it's like, it's supposed to be like serene.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I struggle with prioritizing what to do first.
Not anymore. I would disagree with that. Okay. I used to be horrible at that.
Oh, it's analyzing the responses. We're done.
Oh.
They're processing the
answers. This is where it's going to say, insert your credit card information.
Man, it better not. Come on.
If we wasted
all this time, and we got to pay, as long as it's not over $30.
$25 a month.
It's analyzing your social communication, behavioral patterns, sensory processing, executive function.
See, now this is a good text right here. This is a very good text. I follow you on Instagram. You're definitely not. You first off, you have to realize we only put up things on social media that we feel as though is like our best or blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like you put up the best.
Like here's a hideous picture of me.
Well, not just
Nobody does that. Well, I do, but.
But, you know, with your kids, you're not going to sit there with them like crying before you took the group picture. You're going to say, you say cheese and you smile, damn you, or I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to give you something to cry about.
Yeah, that's my daddy.
Yeah. Son of a.
Why are you crying?
They're asking for the credit card.
Well, can I expense all 50 cents? That's how much it costs.
50 cents?
Yeah,
that's too low of an ask. They're going to take way more than that. But if you feel comfortable with it, you're going to sell them 50 cents?
Well, I got to put in my card. I just got to remember.
Wow. Remember to check that back that you're not. What country of origin is that?
You can't see my card from there, can you?
Don't use a debit, use a credit card.
I want you to relax.
I want you to not get your whole bank account drained.
Oh, it's happened before. It's going to happen by Sunday. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, payday's Friday.
That's true. Yeah. Right, sorry, I've been waiting.
Let's love payday Fridays when you spend the weekend paying bills.
No, I do it, yeah.
You like to look at it before it goes anywhere.
It goes so fast.
And if you just tuned in halfway, which I think this person did, enough about your weekend plans page.
That's my bank account.
This is not to poke fun at. I really... And you know what? I have a regular general practitioner appointment on Thursday. I'll ask my regular doctor, like, say, hey, man, I took his quiz. Just curious about this, because that's something I've never... Now, I've talked to my therapist about that, but that's not... She does not diagnose things such as... She just talks to you about problems.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
This is a lot. I'm trying to find, like, a basic detailed or, like, a simple... Like, you autistic as hell, or nah, you good. But I'm still looking.
Is he on a spectrum?
Every time you scroll, it's charging you 50 cents a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, don't. I need a mouse.
And they're following all your keystrokes for the next 3 hours.
Dude, this test was kind of too good. Like, I got to... Like, it breaks down your spectrum continuum, your...
I don't know what that means.
Your pattern analysis.
I just have internet and phone.
Like, I don't know...
Oh, can you just kind of synopsize what it says?
Okay, like there's a score of 240. The assessment results say you're 160 out of 240. It said your responses suggest some characteristics that may align with aspects of autism. Scores above 144 often indicate potential autism traits. You are autistic. That's cool. I'm like, you're leaning toward autism.
Well, you know, it actually, like, in a weird way. Oh, congrats. Come on down. You just got autism. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. But it's not, you know, you don't want to walk into the doctor. Hey, do you think I'm autistic?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, I'll tell you a couple things for the party man dance of the world. We kind of ran out of time to do the test today.
He will be asking.
I know.
Repeatedly.
I appreciate that about him, that he asked you and not me. But the we just ran out of time. With also, I'll be straight up with you. I talked to my my therapist yesterday. I really did. I said, "Hey," she's like, "What's going on?"
You used that in front of her before, that joke?
No.
She she has a funny sense of humor. I mean, she does, okay. But like, it's, you know, it's a 50-minute thing, so
I never asked before.
You ask anything.
You know how, well, I got the rule of my doctor has to be in his 50s at least, and a man. Like, is she an older woman? She's not a young.
Slightly
like,
older than me.
Okay. Yeah. Not like a young, like mid-20s, just out of college type.
Do you remember, I can't remember her last name, the lady that used to do radio here in town?
Delilah.
Her name was Bo.
Oh,
Bo,
yeah,
Griffin.
She was so sweet.
She favors Bo Griffin a lot. If you remember her. If you don't,
I do. She was a black lady.
Yeah. So is my therapist.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So if people ever talk about racism, like, I got a black therapist, so what's up?
God, do you ever ask her anything like that? Any, yeah, like, you know, like racial questions, maybe?
No. I mean, it's.
That's an interesting perspective. Not only from another sex, but another race altogether. Dissecting you.
Well, it's good to have a lady therapist when all your questions are about women.
Is that where your issues are?
No, it's not. My issues are with all sexes.
Okay.
They really are.
All of them, more than two.
But I told her, she's like, so what's going on? I was like, well, I found out I was autistic today. She's like,
what is that?
I knew you were.
She kind of just did that thing where she just kind of rolled her eyes around the top of her head and back down kind of thing. And she's like, how so? And I said, well, we took a test on the show.
She didn't look at you like Smokey and Friday?
She started shaking her head with her eyes closed. So I linked her to the one. And she's like, and you know what? I mean, she broke it down. She said, look, and I'm not saying like in a rap form. She like broke it down and said, look, that website that y'all use for that is basically just lead generation. Everybody that goes and takes that test is going to be on the spectrum because they want you to be. And then they're going to then either sell your information or lead you to a commission-based product or service that they're going to make money off of. So everybody's going to be autistic. But she sent me on my email.
She sent you a BuzzFeed test?
No, she sent me one that, again, she wanted to lay it out there. I said, I'm going to talk about this on the show. She doesn't like me talking about my therapy on the show, and certainly not her by name, because she doesn't want the world to intersect or whatever.
You know what, though?
What?
Her saying that to you is kind of like saying somebody going to therapy and, like, they're saying, no, you good. Like, you don't need to be here.
No. I mean, I talk about, like, work stuff, but, like, I don't, like, practice material on her or you know.
I mean, like, her saying, like, that test is, you know.
Oh, my God. Is,
well, she was just being honest. She's like, I mean, she even said this, and I haven't said, well, she doesn't listen, and she says, I can't listen. You're too dirty. No, she says that she doesn't. She only wants to know about me what I tell her.
That fat fella you work with is too dirty.
So she doesn't want to have preconceived notions about me. She wants to what I tell her is whatever. And
it's a convenient excuse.
So she sent me one that she asked someone in her office that they themselves have. I've called it wrong for years. I used to call it Asperger's, but it's Asperger's.
That's something different.
It's Asperger's. Asperger's is, they serve that in jail on Fridays for lunch.
Oh.
Back burgers when you get that bikini view of a bent over.
Yeah. Sometime north they call it a loose meat sandwich.
Blah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is called the AQ test, and it's actually, it was published by Cambridge. Cambridge, the big college, has a autism research center. And, I got to tell you, it has two extra questions that other one doesn't have. And the rest of them are somewhat similar, except for this question here. And I was like, I know what that word means, but if someone said to you, are you a good diplomat?
Oh, I think I'm a great one.
What is...
Yes, you are.
I know what that means, but what does that mean in this context?
You know what to say to certain people, what not to say.
Oh, then I'm not. I'm not.
Not reading the room.
I'm just a Matt. I'm not a Diplo Matt.
Yeah.
He's a great music producer, by the way, Diplo.
It's kind of like, you know what?
Like the team leader, the locker room leader.
You have integrity and you're respectful.
Oh, thank you.
It's kind of like a thing here if...
No, I'm saying if you're a diplomat.
Oh, I don't really?
Well, let's just say other people that work, you know, at their work situations.
You mean diplomat.
If somebody might miss some time, you know, they may run each other through the mud. But if everybody's together, you're not going to do that. Like, you're going to make sure you don't say certain things to certain people.
So are you a good diplomat, Fat Boy?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it for 17 years.
Yes, you have. I think we all are.
I'm always putting my foot in my mouth and saying the wrong things and apologizing for emails.
Okay, so you are a diplomat. Say you've got...
I send more emails of apology than I do for actually like what they emailed about.
Okay, so you are a diplomat. Say you've got the turkey on one side and you've got the chicken and you all have to get them along and bridge the gap. And that's what diplomacy is.
She's giving you farm analogies to make sure you...
She's put it on my level.
So have like Laura, the turkey. Laura is not getting along with the turkey.
The turkey is like the person. The turkey is like someone who moved into a neighborhood that you think, oh my God, they're not going to last here because they don't look like everyone else. They don't act like everyone else, but they are everyone's best friend, and that's that damn turkey.
Okay, so turkey's not a good analogy. Say your chickens don't get along. Like
they don't. Some of them are some cocks.
It's not getting any better.
There's two little chicks. One is Dolores and the other is Ethel.
That's an awful name.
Did you go to a nursing home yesterday?
Jesus Christ.
Where's Mildred?
I got a cow named Myrtle and I got a chicken named Hazel.
So they're pecking each other. So you've got to separate them and you have to tell them, you know, that they have to bridge a gap. And
somebody say the P word? You're talking to animals, you're going to look kind of stupid doing this too.
Together. And so you're working. Like,
do you feel any dumber?
Paige is showing you with her hands what the Big Bang was.
Jesus.
The hands are hitting and then there's an explosion.
I'm trying to bring it to your level.
That's adios meal, as my Mexican brethren would say.
Everybody in the barnyard gets along.
I'm not going to the flea market. No, I know what you mean.
You know something?
You do it every day.
You know something you don't do, which I appreciate now, that you used to do?
Wipe forward?
He don't
well,
do
not
do.
Only that. You don't leave the auto reply on.
No.
That's real pretentious if you leave auto reply on when you go on vacation or whatever. It just really is.
I did used to do that, though.
You look like a self-important douche if you do it too much.
I did it, but so people, like account executives, a.k.a. salespeople, would not say, this jerk's not responding to me. So I want you to know that, like, hey.
I'm not here.
I have limited connectivity availabilities.
Yes.
They don't have Wi-Fi at the beach. Or I'm on vacation and I don't give a damn.
What a bunch
If we're being honest.
I hate
If you're
that.
On vacation, like, unless it's something that, like, oh, my God, this moment happened. Like, we had one of those oh, my God moments on vacation one time when we got a new GM.
Yeah, we did.
I was like, wow, on vacation. Oh, and I get a phone call from him while on vacation. It's like, just wanted to say hi. And I was like, well, this is weird. Do I need to come back early now?
How about don't say, you know, internet coverage is limited. Just say you don't want to use it. It is not limited.
Oh, it's not.
Internet is everywhere.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You worked 19 years to graduate college.
That's right.
I had to explain that to somebody on the text. They're like,
I didn't graduate that either.
I did Fat Boy. You didn't? Well, you got your degree. You just didn't walk.
Yeah, I didn't walk. I fucking should have walked. I don't like to walk, so. They knew that when I went there. I said, John Woodson, I'm not walking because I don't like to walk.
Let's just, not that we're going to rifle through any of these, but we want to. I should have said rifle. Damn it.
You know what you, I know what you're talking about.
We're going to do a raffle for a rifle.
Raffle for a raffle.
You remember that?
Yep.
Fat Boy and Paige, I think you were there too. We did an appearance at a bar, and they were doing a raffle for a rifle. A raffle for a rifle.
It was a great concept.
It was great.
Easy for you to say.
It was great. I won. Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Many of you have worked very hard to make this accomplishment today, so today we salute you. I'll start here with Greg Brown. Greg from Travelers Rest High School. Greg, congratulations.
Good job, Greg. Quite an accomplishment. Yes. You know, I'll go with Al. Al Beback from Wofford College.
Wofford College for Al Beback.
Good school.
Yeah.
Expensive. Terriers.
This guy doesn't have to just be college in high school or kindergarten or whatever. This guy is now a diesel mechanic grad from Piedmont Tech. Dickie Spence.
Oh.
We salute you.
That's a good education right there.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Anderson County, the depths of Anderson County, all the way to Crescent High School. Coach Sheldon Evans. Crystal Metheny. Crystal Metheny, maybe this code is pronounced.
Sure, it's Metheny.
It's not.
Mr. Metheny.
That makes more sense. Congratulations, Crystal.
Congratulations to you.
Crystal.
Graduate of Blue Ridge Bartending Academy. Willie Gurgle, we salute you.
Oh, Willie.
The Gurgle family are so nice.
This guy can handle jugs, shots, and anything that dribbles.
Nice.
That's Willie Gurgle.
You know, when it comes to education, you got to be all-inclusive, right? Everybody went to school with an exchange student.
Mm.
We have a German exchange student graduating from UTC. Go Mox. Azeek Schlongsalot.
Azeek. I'm trying to become more worldly and international.
Yep. I don't know many Schlongs.
Mainly because of sports.
What's this easiest way to follow it?
Yes. I mean, it really is. Like, I didn't even know they played basketball in Paris until Victor Wembanyama came around. I was like, my God.
Wow.
You want to look out for this card. Azeek Schlongs a lot.
Well.
German.
In the South, it gets hot and we need air conditioning. So, certified now in HVAC from Greenville Tech. Mike Crackislong.
Oh.
Mike.
Wow, that's a great name.
I think Crackislong. Crackislong. Mike Crackislong.
Even if that
is
was
he Polish?
It sounds like it, actually.
I don't know. It could be.
Even if it's a certificate, I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, it really is.
Go back to a local high school. Go to Easley High School. Go Wave. Yeah, this is a great family. The Oxlongs. Mike's graduating. Mike Oxlong. Easley High School.
Disagree, but congratulations nonetheless.
Great school.
Congratulations to a graduate of Gatlinburg Culinary and Catering Institute. Summer Squirts, we salute you.
Oh.
Yeah, we do.
Amen.
Job well done, Summer Squirts.
Can I jump in again? I promoted the graduate of pretrial intervention in Pickens County Court Services.
How long do you serve for that? I mean,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Congratulations.
But you want to do it.
But Justin, you did it. Complete. Everybody's proud of you. I wouldn't go telling everybody you graduated pretrial because that kind of defeats the purpose. But you and the rest of your mouths are going to be very happy about that. So, Justin, your mouth, we salute you.
Good job, buddy. You're not a criminal anymore.
Congratulations, Justin.
Let's go to.
Yes, Justin.
Hickson High School, Chattanooga area, and congratulations to Cam Elto, and the Elto family, very popular in that area. Son Cam Elto, congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Dude, read that top text right now.
Your family's proud.
I think people are getting y'all. These aren't real names.
Come on, man. What?
What?
There is no way.
Who would say such a thing?
First off, no way. Listeners wouldn't do that to us.
I don't think. First off, I didn't know Charlotte had an aesthetic academy, but congratulations. He's fencing.
Fencing.
At the top of his class. He specializes in Brazilian waxes and emotionally unavailable clients.
All right.
Manny Glaze. Congratulations, Manny. And welcome to our country.
Hey, Manny.
Manny Glaze.
I got a couple. Look, hyphenated names. That's when you can't decide. You want to honor both sides of the family, right?
Oh, God. I have one of those, actually, as well.
So we're going to Furman University first.
Whoa.
To give a shout-out to Sharon. Sharon Klitschelot is graduating. The Klitschelot family. Dynasties, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Sharon Klitschelot's graduating from Furman. And I got to give a real quick the Connections Academy. Can't forget about you guys. Robin, I don't know if this is a man or a woman, because that name could go either way, male or female. Robin Duke Shoots.
Oh. Robin, I knew a Duke Shoots.
Yeah.
The very famous family.
How do they spell their last name?
You got D-O-O-K.
Yeah.
And then the shoot side is S-H-O-O-T-Z.
Oh, okay.
Robin Duke Shoots.
They're nice, like the ones I'm thinking of had, they had three T's in the end.
I don't have many left, to be honest with you.
Me neither. I have three more. Certified now in event planning from Knoxville Institute of Community Design. Laquifa Jenkins Jr., we salute you.
I wonder if that's a name that's...
Well,
like your grandma.
The only sad part about it is Laquifa Senior didn't live to see it, but she is watching from heaven.
Oh,
sounds like a family name, Laquifa.
And up there, you can holler during graduation. Up there, they don't let you do it down here on Dumb Earth.
More than two people.
Dumb Earth, you got to be quiet. No. What are they gonna do if you show out? Are they gonna make your kid give back the degree? No. Show your ass. Screw it.
In college, they'll take your money though. They'll take your
that's true.
Garnish your wages. Let's go to Soddy Daisy High School up in the Chattanooga area.
Soddy Daisy?
Soddy Daisy. And this name might be Teresa. I assume it's a Teresa. Tess is usually short for Teresa. I knew a Tess. Everybody called her Tess. Nobody called her Teresa.
Oh. The only Tess I knew, they called her a racist.
There's got to be a story with that one. Tess Tickles.
Oh.
Tess Tickles.
My God.
Graduating. Soddy Daisy.
Tess Tickles.
Tess Tickles.
I forgot. What did she graduate with?
High school diploma.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Now, there's a funny story that goes around with this one. And do you remember, at first I responded, it's like, are you related to Blondie, the great Debbie Harry? And they said no. But this guy right here, a funny thing is his nickname. Apparently, he bought a refrigerator for the dorm. Somebody came in there and filled it with cheese. What? And all he does is turn around to the whole group and says, who cheese? So congratulations to Mike, who cheese Harry. You are graduating the whole Harry family, even Debbie, who's not related to you. Mike, who cheese Harry. Congratulations to you on this great day.
Mike,
oh, Mike. You know, look, I just read the names. I can't always figure out where they come from.
Yeah.
I don't know this first name. But they're graduating from D.W. Daniel High School, the football dynasty. Ligma is the first name. I'm guessing this is an exchange student. Ligma, L-I-G-M-A.
Mm-hmm.
Pegernow is the last name.
Oh.
Ligma Pegernow. Ligma Pegernow.
I'm trying to think. I think that's, I think it's German.
I was thinking Indian, maybe, or German.
Indian, German, Native American.
There's a heavy... foreign population in that area of Pickens County. So it could be either or.
Yeah.
I just don't know any Pegernows. Or Ligmas.
No.
I know some Pegerards. Not Pegernows.
You just got a from Paige. One more. Should we just go out?
You got to do one more.
top of his or her class, I'm not quite sure, at Upstate Brake and Lube School.
Nice.
Known for handling big rigs and tight squeezes, Dramajesty Johnson.
Oh, man.
Congratulations to you. That comes from your uncle and Antarctica.
I mean, the school
Uncle
is.
Artica wrote the email, but Antarctica said it's fine that he sent it.
Oh, we got... Can I work in one we got on the text from Gaffney High School?
Yes.
Annie Dickledew. The Dickledews?
Oh, wow.
Annie Dickledew.
They're nice people.
Yeah. Gaffney High. That was from P1 Cheeks. Annie Dickledew.
We salute you.
Congrats.
And all the...
I don't believe this one ain't real. This next one. I'm not doing it.
I have two here today that I feel as though people were trying to scam us with.
Yeah.
And I'll not share those either. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but...
You're not getting me. How about that?
Ain't nobody going to name their kid Denim. It's just not going to happen.
I didn't think Ligma was a name anybody would name their kid, but you know, you never know.
Nice.
Well, I know. Who was the one that I said? My Crackers log. That came from his grandma Schmegma.
That's kind of, you know.
She's from the old country. Congratulations to all the graduates. So it's a big accomplishment.
It is.
It really is.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.